You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Very enjoyable conversation, as per usual, with our friend Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. Pete, somewhat of an NFL historian, not even somewhat, is an NFL historian, giving us his take on the best NFL teams of this century. And of course, this conversation inspired both the Colorado Avalanche were able to do, capping off a 16-4 playoff run by winning their first Stanley Cup since 2001. Like, the best teams of this century in all the major sports, and no sport is more fun to talk about, in my estimation, than the National Football League. So we did that with Pete. Pete gave us two non-Super Bowl champions, which was fascinating, right? As the two best teams of this century, the 2007 Patriots, who obviously went undefeated in the regular season, 18-1 in totality, losing to the Giants 17-14 in Super Bowl 42, and the 2001 Rams. And like, that's out there a little bit. Like, obviously the Spygate stuff is out there. Marshall Faulk, like, still, like, if you have ears and will listen, Marshall Faulk will tell you that the Patriots cheated in that Super Bowl. And like, right, it is kind of like everyone knows that it happened, and it just like is what it is. And what are you going to do? Like, it happened. It's done. Yeah. They won. They stole it. Whatever. I don't even care. It's just like, it happened. Whatever. Anyway, so we are going to do here on You Better You Bet, because there's nothing going on in the month of July, really, until training camps start. We get really ready for NFL and college football season. We are going to do a tournament here with spreads, maybe even some over-unders.
Totals are going to be really tough. Totals are going to be impossible for this. Well, we could do it. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if we're going
to
be even close.
To talk about, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the sides spreads in these games are, because I don't have, like, my ratings don't go back that far. I've only been doing, like, my ratings for NFL games for, like, 4 years, like, 5 years. So I don't have, like, I don't know what the 2013 Seahawks rating is. I don't know what the 2000 Ravens rating is. I have no idea. I could say that I'm going to go back and figure it all out. I'm probably not, but I'm just going to do it off the top of my head. But, like,
yeah, but it's going to be awesome.
But it's still going
to
be
great. I'll do it off the top of my head also. It's going to be tremendous. We love this stuff. Everyone loves
it. But the best part is the 2007 Patriots will have the highest rating. So the market for them, they will be favored. But the question would be, what would you bet in those games? Like, they would be favored. Like, they'll be favored over everybody. There's no question.
So I think what we want to do right now is come up with the best 16.
Yeah, I agree with that. I totally
agree. And then we'll have two brackets of eight.
So I think this segment, the exercise is just who are the 16, not what their seeds are.
Or do we want to do 32? And it's all 22 Super Bowl, and it's all the Super Bowl champions, and then like a group of the best teams that didn't win. Or is that too much? It's probably too much.
No, it's the right amount. because you know what it does? It makes it easy. We don't even talk about the Super Bowl champions then until we seed.
Yeah.
And I think that this should work like the NCAA tournament. If you win a Super Bowl, you get the automatic bid. You punch
your ticket. You're automatically in.
Yeah. Imagine like the 2000 Ravens are like holding the giant bracket. Like Ray Lewis like puts the sticker on like 2000.
Like we have one. At that point, it was the AFC Central. We won.
And he
AFC
would do that. And he would do a dance just like the mid-major team has their point guard.
While,
like, do a
while taking,
absolutely.
While taking deer antler spray.
Right. Making court appearances, you know, all kinds of stuff.
So. You know, I was wondering, I figured something like that was coming. I was wondering, what's it going
to
be?
The framing was bad. I wanted to be very careful with the framing.
Yes, I figured you did.
So I think this is, I'm going to try to type a little bit during this because I think it's going to be important. So I think the first thing we have to do is let's list out the Super Bowl champions.
I got them.
We'll start
ready.
The list that way. Okay, I'm going to mute and type, so feel free.
Okay, so we have the 2000 Ravens, the 2001 Patriots, the 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 03 and 04, both Patriots, but like obviously two different teams. The 04 Patriots, just like absolute juggernaut. They were both awesome. The 2005 Steelers with second year Ben Roethlisberger, a quarterback, who will almost certainly be an underdog in the first game, whoever they play. The 2006 Colts, which I mean, I would argue are probably not one of like the four best Colts teams with Peyton Manning, but that team totally did actually agree. Win the Super Bowl.
Totally agree. Yeah.
Well, like the two best Colts teams were the ones that lost to the Patriots in 03 yes. and 04, probably.
Yeah, you're probably.
The 2009 probably. Team that lost to the Saints in the Super Bowl was also like outrageously good.
That's what I was going to say. Like
they started 14-0. Both
the Saints and the Colts teams were outrageous. And the Colts get dinged because of the end of the season. That's what I was about to say. So like their rating would be massive because if you were objectively
Caldwell
putting a rating
the starters together. In the game against the yes. Jets in week 16. Like an Correct. Idiot. Why would you do that?
Remember Jim Caldwell?
I mean, he hasn't been out of our lives for that long.
No. No, we have.
There's a group of people that thinks like, Jim, why isn't Jim Caldwell coaching a team now? Like, I don't know if you watched it. Anyway, the 2007 Giants, my personal favorite team of all time in any sport ever. I can live to be as old as Methuselah. Like my opinion wouldn't change. The 2008 Steelers, and you'll just throw this in there. The 2008 Giants. I tweeted with Brian McFadden, who was won the Super Bowl on the 08 Steelers, like played at Florida State. I think it was like an early yep. second round pick in the draft. I worked with him.
Yeah, remember
him
very well. Yeah.
Absolutely tremendous. Hosts a podcast with Patrick Peterson, who's his cousin. An absolutely wonderful guy, like great human yeah. being, very funny.
And like very and articulate guy, like good on camera. Like
he's tremendous, like right. super talented. And I've said to him much. A million times, like, you know, if Plaxico hadn't shot himself in the leg, you would not have won a Super Bowl, right? And he's like, ha ha ha, it's true. Like the 2008 Giants were actually the best team that year. Yep. Anyway, and they should be in this tournament. The 2009 Saints, the 2010 Packers that won as the sixth seed. And like obliterated everyone, basically. The 2011
Giants. They'd be a really fun team to line in this tournament, by the way. Because if you're going by like what the rating was at the conclusion of the Super Bowl.
Correct. Like it's like they have
their rating's
the Super
pretty
Bowl.
Good.
Like you can't yeah. say it's the 2007 Giants were 12-point dogs against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. They won the games. Like what would their rating be after that? Like they have
right. How much would
won.
Have improved or would it have improved? We see all the time the market stays the same. It won't. It resists the urge to adjust to the result that we just had.
Selling a little. Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If they played again the next week, the line would have been what, like 7 Patriots-Giants?
But like, would it have been? Or would you have just bet the Giants and it would have been really similar?
I mean, if they, imagine they had put like another like 10 and a half.
I would have Alabama-Georgia kind of shows us like how much something can adjust to a blowout. And those were two Super Bowl-like games. There was a conference title game on a neutral site and a championship game on a neutral site.
I mean, I guess like Belichick would have been like, hey, like maybe I should like have someone back blocking instead of my 5 offensive linemen against this Giants pass rush. Like loaded with like Hall of Famers and potential Hall of Famers.
Wait, but the other thing is like how much time between the games too. Like does the tournament start the next week after the Super Bowl? Belichick less time to prep, you know?
Well, Belichick only had 1 week to prep famously in between the 1990 NFC Championship game against the Niners and Super Bowl 25 against the Bills because of the Gulf War.
Right. Still found a way to be okay in the game.
Yeah. I authored like the greatest defensive game plan. That's what.
Yeah, something like that.
That's what younger fans don't understand. Like, this is a tangent I don't want to go on. 2011. I do want
to
go on.
People also who listen to the show understand that Nick is like the host version of the America's Game series, basically.
That's actually true. 2011 Giants. The 2012 Joe Flacco elite Baltimore Ravens, who won me. I mean, comparatively speaking, like
kind of all-timey teams in the postseason.
The Peyton Manning
like,
Broncos.
That Denver team is Patriots. Like, yeah, both of those teams are, like, I have both those teams on this list that I made of, like, teams that we need to consider putting in the tournament.
Did Moose ever tell you, Mark Melusis ever tell you the story, like, in that playoff run, Moose is working at SNY, and I was working at Sirius, which is like across the street from each other in Midtown Manhattan.
Is this the Jacoby Jones touchdown? Is that what we're about to talk
about? No. It's just like I was like hammered, was out with like my friends that worked with at Sirius, and I saw Moose on the street like leaving SNY, and I just started screaming at him, wacko for Flacco. Just like yelling, wacko
for
Flacco.
I was watching the Broncos-Ravens divisional game was the Saturday 4:30. I was watching it at work, and the commissioner of my fantasy football league was another supervisor, same position as me in the same department. And he was sitting like 4 feet away from me. Huge, heavy set guy. Big Game James was his nickname.
Hopefully James he was better was than James Shields. Better at his still, job yeah. than James Shields wasn't his.
One of the great all time, like just like fun production people to be around. Couldn't have been still the commissioner of the only fantasy football league that I'm still in. He's the commissioner. Doesn't work at ESPN anymore, but one of the biggest Ravens fan I've ever met by a factor of a million, would lived in Connecticut, would fly to go to the games, still had season tickets, and like would take Sundays off in the fall sometimes, which drew the ire of like every higher up at ESPN, would go to the games and then come back. Like I've never met someone more addicted to a football team, and had like the most apparently had to work that day. The game was obviously in Denver, so I don't think he was going to go, but had to work that day for some reason, was watching the game. Jacoby Jones catches the touchdown. Who's the safety for Denver that misplays that comes over and jumps?
Darian
Stewart?
Raheem Moore.
Yeah. So misses the jump. Jacoby Jones catches the ball's in the air for like 13 seconds too. Ball's in the air forever. And catches the pass. And James, this guttural, like, yeah! And like kicks a chair into trash cans.
People were upset those, with like, him that he did that. It's not in the press box. Who cares?
But it was like, at the culture of that company is to like not do that, obviously. There's also a studio in that giant room that we all work in. I don't think there's a studio there anymore. They used to do halftime shows and stuff from there because it was like, well, there's stuff going on in the background. And I'm like, yeah, but a lot of stuff you probably don't want to be on the air is going on in the background.
And after he kicked the chair, ESPN made him give an editorial on Roe v. Wade.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It was like, we're talking about the chair's civil rights. That was actually like a really big deal. So, I will always remember it was behind me, like hearing this noise when the ball is caught. And it was just like,
good for him.
It is It is easily like the loudest, most angry yeah that has ever been uttered in my presence. I mean, it was really something.
They
also have 7.5 dogs in the game too.
Yeah. And I think like, you know, people that have followed me for a long time know that like, and I made a lot less money then, but like, so when I say like, I won a lot of money for the time, it was a lot of money for me. I bet the Ravens on the money line in every single game in that run. I was convinced they were going to win the Super Bowl. That was a good time for me. 2012 Ravens.
I had the plus the points against Denver, but it was like not, but it was, wasn't it like kind of, I don't remember the order of the scoring in the game. It wasn't like set for a while that they were going to cover that game.
They should have lost by double digits.
Yes.
In the game.
I remember thinking in like the, maybe it was the third quarter. I remember thinking like, I wonder if I'm good here. And then obviously they win the game outright. You're way good. But like, not, wasn't like one of those where you have a dog and in the second, third quarter, you're like, I'm good. Like, I got it.
I knew they were going to beat the Patriots the next week. I absolutely knew it. Because they outplayed them the year before in the AFC Championship game. Lee Evans dropped a touchdown and Kuntz missed the field goal.
I told everybody I knew. I had a pretty keen sense for when to bet against the Patriots. I had done it many times during the run, which sounds crazy because they won so much and covered so much, but like had a really good sense of when to bet against them.
They also went 10 years in between Super Bowl championships from 04 to 14 where they didn't win the Super Bowl,
which is pretty crazy. Right. And there were many times to bet against them during that stretch, just to put that out there. So, okay, let's continue with the list. Cause I would like to.
All right, Nick and Ken, you bet ranking the best teams of NFL teams of the century. The 2013 Seahawks, who are like definitely going to be one of like the top seeds here, even with the second year quarterback in Russell Wilson. The 2014 Patriots, who finally broke like the 10-year drought, beat the Seahawks in the Marshawn Lynch, Malcolm Butler game. Shout out to Daryl Bevel. The 2015 Broncos with a noodle arm Peyton Manning at quarterback, who basically led by an incredible defensive effort, beat the Panthers. But I mean, that AFC championship, we don't have, because we're going to get so sidetracked here, but I bet them in the AFC championship game and the Super Bowl, both amazing bets. Just the most obvious Super Bowl MVP of all time. Yeah, you've
150 to 1 before the conference the conference championship round.
Good job by you.
I bet him, DeMarcus Ware, and Talib. Those are the three players I bet on Denver. I knew they were going to beat New England. Was positive, I was like, well, I could bet them on the money line. I didn't have a ton of money in a couple of my accounts. I wasn't like doing any serious betting, but I was like, well, they're going to lose. How do I like most take advantage of this? So I had some Denver money line for sure. Like, God,
they were plus 3.5 at home.
I was going to say, I think I got 160.
They were more God, than I mean, three imagine. At home. Yeah, and then they were 4.5 against Carolina in the Super Bowl. It's like, really? Like, Denver should be favored by 4.5.
And I think, yeah, I think all three defensive player, every defensive player for Denver was like at least 150 to 1 to be Super Bowl MVP going into the conference championship.
I remember I was working at CBS at the time and Todd Furman was working with me. And like, I remember Todd and I texted each other and it was like immediately when the line came out, I was like, the Broncos are like the greatest bet of all time, right? He's like, we're definitely betting the Broncos. So, like,
well, I mean, Denver, one of the most cursed places in Tom Brady's career by far. I mean, just like,
yeah.
And just, they, I mean, forget, for even, for, I guess, forget all the hocus pocus stuff, too. Like, yeah, but just it's, yeah, like, you never bet them in Miami, never bet them in Denver. Those are like the two rules. And always bet them against Pittsburgh. That's like, those are the
always
three rules,
bet them against Pittsburgh. Except for the one, the Heath Miller game was like the only one that they won.
Right. Yeah. But you got to get one, you know?
2016 Patriots, which as Pete said might be the best Super Bowl champion, which was interesting. The 2017.
I don't agree with that, by the way.
I also don't agree with that, like at all. 2017.
They might be like
Eagles,
the fifth best Patriots team since the 2000s.
Yeah. That won the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, that won the Super Bowl, it might be like, I don't know. Let's keep going.
The 0-1 team is the worst one. Whatever. Anyway.
Yes. Well, that's definitely true.
I think
the 0-1 team, you know what their win total was before the year, by the way? The 2001 Patriots that cheated and won the Super Bowl?
5.5.
Yeah. It was like 5 or 5.5.
But they're supposed to be terrible.
So apply that to proper. That's the Jets winning the Super Bowl this year, basically.
And then, no, it would be the Jets winning the Super Bowl, except Zach Wilson gets his spleen ruptured in week two, and here comes the Mike White.
The Iceman. They almost did it last year. Right.
I think the 2017 Eagles are going to be a really interesting team to try and raid here because they were like legitimately
when's the game?
Awesome.
Is Foles playing or is it like
oh,
the
it's
next
Foles.
Fall?
No, it's Foles. It's Foles has to be the quarterback in the game.
So Wentz got hurt. What was that, like week 10?
Yeah, it was in. It 12? Was they were at the Rams.
It was against
it was
the
off
Rams.
Against Wentz.
Yeah,
week 14.
Dive into the end zone. Week 14. That was late in the year
on a 2-point conversion.
Yes. Weird looking. You knew.
No, no. He tore it on the touchdown and then got the 2-point conversion with the torn ACL.
Yeah. The dive to get the touchdown is the play he gets hurt on. It's like the full head first dive. Right.
2018 Patriots, the team that beat the Rams, like the worst Super Bowl ever. The 2019 Chiefs, the 2020 Buccaneers with Tom Brady, and then what we just saw a couple months ago, the 2021 Los Angeles Rams. So those are your Super Bowl champions. On the other side, we will come up with the teams, the best of the rest, to make our Super Bowl, our best teams of the 2000s bracket.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.